Niger calm returns in the wake of a coup. Iran shuts down a church and its pastor disappears. And a team using HIV/AIDS education and sports to plant churches in Uganda. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Niger's military-led junta has named an interim president following last week's coup. The new leadership plans to draw up a new constitution. In spite of how it looks, this coup may be a step towards stability. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says it's the third one in 18 months.
There is hope that this coup, led by moderate elements within the opposition party, will actually, in fact, restore a larger degree of democracy over the long term.
Their co-workers say they've been able to continue their work.
Niger is dominated by Islam. Its tiny Christian minority exists there, many of them Muslim background believers living on the fringes of society. That means they're the most marginalized within any sort of unrest. They're the ones who are going to be impacted the most.
The team's going forward with meetings planned for the first week in March.
We have seminars in places where Christians are under persecution that help them learn how to deal with it, to be able to stand in the storm of persecution. And our prayer is that we'll still be able to go ahead and hold this seminar.
Meanwhile, persecution in Iran may be stepping up a notch. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the Martyrs USA, says,
"We have learned of the closing of an Assyrian evangelical church in January. This month, the pastor of that church, a man named Wilson Isavi, has been arrested by security police in Iran.
So far, his location is unknown, as well as what charges will be filed. Assyrians are considered culturally to be Christians, so the charge isn't apostasy. Instead,
this is a part of a concerted effort to pressure and close churches that have previously been tolerated by the government."
This new trend goes against their constitution and religious freedom for minorities. Yet, as stability in Iran crumbles, Nettleton remains hopeful.
The failure of the government is driving people to explore Christianity, because the people look around and they say, if this is Islam, I want to know what else is out there.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Olympics have been full of tragedy. The deaths of the loser from Georgia and the mother of a Canadian figure skater have many thinking about eternity. One Hope is a ministry that provides the gospel in a way young people can understand. The ministry's North American director, Blake Silverstrom, says they created a special Olympic edition of the Book of Hope and printed 50,000 of them.
It is being used by local youth groups to reach visiting students, and then it's kind of a communication piece, and then, of course, inviting them to a number of worship events. Christian activities are happening all over British Columbia during the Winter Olympic Games.
Silverstrom says athletes sacrifice a lot for just a few moments of fame. He says the luge accident is giving them something to talk about.
To actually perish doing what they have trained to do is another powerful reminder that our life on this planet is so limited, and it does help for us to talk about mortality and eternal life and a better life beyond.
Next, with the gift of shoes, you can not only protect souls, but also minister to people's hearts. Currently, Global Aid Network has over 70,000 pairs of shoes waiting to be shipped out to some of the world's poorest countries. Shoes eliminate the dangers of stepping on sharp objects and hookworms, which can lead to diarrhea and malnutrition. Those handing them out demonstrate Christ's compassion and can share the gospel with those receiving the shoes. It costs only $3 to ship a pair of shoes. Visit our website to give today. And do you have a passion for soccer, baseball, basketball, or any other sport? Recently, a team from E3 Partners traveled to Uganda to connect with unreached people with the gospel through the passion for sports. At 5 new churches they planted, they held sports clinics and trained at least one person in sports ministry. In addition to helping with sports ministry and church planting, the 32-member team helped with medical aid and HIV/AIDS education. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.